mobile or are you still at the house? Man, it's really bad, real static.
Got out of bed, and then Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, I stayed home from work, I'm going back into the office this morning, but I probably won't work the full day because I'm still not 100%, but yeah, it was rough.
You get the feeling better. On the bright side, you missed a couple of really good wrecks on 85 southbound that, and traffic was just dead stopped.
News.
Courtney Strip.
At the last minute because of all the flight help.
I'm going to go into my bad spot. KN4KSW. That should be back now.
Ready.
A little bit early on me this morning, that electronic sign. It's always iffy. Sometimes it gets you and sometimes it don't. Don't everybody go to sleep.
Good.
Feeling bad.
Well, that I did even yesterday, so my voice is still kind of rough, but I don't know. I'm on the back end of it, I think.
This is the guard at work, G.I. Jane. She has her office full of all this stuff called shungite, little rock or whatever, and that. But not saying I believe in all of that, but she ain't been sick in the 5 years I've been working out there. So I got me one of those stones. I carry it in my pocket. Not that I believe it, but I'm just saying I ain't been sick. Susan's been pretty bad sick. And I didn't get it, so I don't know. Maybe there's something to it. Right. And I carry a little stone, but they got like little pyramids, and they got water purifiers with it in it and everything, and you know, but supposed to do away with EMF and all kinds of stuff. I mean, this lady won't even hold a radio close to her. She's so scared of it.
The EMF in my house would be ridiculous. Bluetooths and radios and Wi-Fis and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, Wi-Fi 7 at home, and so it's on the 2.4, the 5, and the 6 gigahertz bands. Man, is it fast, but yeah, lots of RF.
HKX, good morning, gentlemen. But I bet she uses a cell phone every day, doesn't she?
You're probably right. Good to finally be able to hear you good, KN4TFW.
And how's it going, Patrick, W2JKT?
AJ.
And Ken, good morning, Eric, and good to hear y'all. And I don't recognize the last call, so you'll have to forgive me. This is Patrick, KO4HKX this morning.
This is Scott, Patrick.
Nice to meet you.
Early this morning, Patrick.
I'm going back to work. I started teaching Monday.
We're going to do a teaching gig.
Monday. I got students yesterday. To some troubled youth. Well, they're youth, but they're teenagers in the early 20s.
Day class.
Did the first day of it go?
David, just really wasn't a whole lot to do because still don't have access to all the computer systems and everything like that. And, somebody had been slowly dismantling the computer room.
Well, no, that ain't good. Sounds like you got a bit of a difficult environment there that you're going to have to rebuild and everything. But anyway, I wish you the best of luck. I'll be putting in some prayers for you. KF4NXY.
And yeah, there's lots of rebuilding to do. They don't have any cars anymore to work on either. They're all gone, so now I got to rebuild all that too.
Sometimes stuff can kind of start disappearing. With Hurricane Helene and all that, that might have been, you know, part of the reason.
They
it did get hit pretty hard during the flood. The water was about 4 to 5 foot deep in the shop. So, Dad had an instructor up till 2 months ago. So, it's just in the last 2 months, a lot of it's been disappearing.
Okie dokie, well, pick it back up with the rest of the guys. I'll get back on the side. KF4NXY.
Good to hear you this morning. Go ahead, somebody, pick it up.
I was thinking maybe, dude, you know, as an older person, if the car isn't running quite right, that, you know, you can do some community service and, you know, be a dual type process.
Great. Except I can't bring any in, can bring no outside vehicles in.
Some government red tape.
Lawyers. Figure out something. It's just early on here, and look at holidays, jumping through them. And the students we were talking yesterday, it's just going to be whatever we can find, and probably until the first of the year. Yeah, so, Scott, what do you do? I don't think I've spoke to you before.
IT work.
Lots of guys on here that do IT work, it seems like.
Computer all day and do stuff, and occasionally I pick up the radio and talk throughout the day, and, you know, all that kind of stuff.
What did you enjoy, or did enjoy, when you got into it anyway? I know how it is.
Enjoys all the traveling he has to do.
Not so bad when I can take my wife with me, but it sucks when I have to go alone.
I used to have to do some traveling for training when I was working for Ford and GM. It always was bad when I had to go by myself.
York City quite a bit because we have an office there that they send me to all the time.
Really bad. I didn't have to travel no place like that, and I told them they could keep it.
York all the time.
Food is awesome. That's probably the best thing about it. The food is incredible. I have a rule when I go there. Don't eat at any chains. So I will not eat at a chain restaurant in New York City.